We're here on KSOM, KS95, talking with Mark Jepson, head coach for Riverside Girls Basketball. And, Coach, it just didn't come together here tonight. Couldn't get going early on and develop some confidence. And they kind of stormed out to the lead a little bit and never took their foot off the gas. Your thoughts overall after this one?
Well, I mean, I thought we battled pretty good in that first half. They got up to a quick start, but we cut it to two, I think, in the first quarter. So it was the second half that got us. I mean, they amped up their pressure, and I've seen that on film, and they hit shots, and they rebound, and they're a great team. We knew we had our hands full tonight. I was proud of how the kids played. I wish I had an answer to help them out more in the second half, but I just couldn't find the right button to push, I guess. So, but they played their hearts out. They always do, and they'll learn from it.
Yeah, 1 of 19 shooting in the second half. Yeah. That's not going to help out too many men. What was the plan offensively? And clearly, you wanted to go inside to Sydney, and she was even able to get to the free throw line, but you couldn't really generate any other offense from anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, they were quick to get out on the perimeter, and I felt like we turned some shots down. I mean, in a game like this, sometimes you just got to let it fly. I mean, if you're behind, you got to get shots, but rebounding was huge. I mean, usually we out-rebound teams, and I saw on film they rebounded well, and they did tonight. I mean, they're tough. You know, I told them it's going to be a physical game, and it was, and we like to play that way, so that's not a complaint. It's just they were getting the rebounds and the loose balls, and so we were getting one opportunity. So, you know, 1 for 19, I would like to have more than 19 shots, but you need to rebound or make them.
Well, there were a lot of bodies that hit the floor. Oh, yeah. You mentioned it was physical. I wish I had a dime for how many bodies were on that floor.
Yeah, you know, and they play that way. We play that way. And floor burns wins. You know, floor burns will win games. And they laugh at me when I say that. But, you know, you got to be tough and physical and play through contact. And, you know, I thought we did okay with that. We just weren't quite getting to the loose balls and the rebounds. And shots were tough to come by.
But the defense, I mean, you kind of live by your defense all year long. Yeah. And I kind of said if the offense would, you know, just get a shot or two to fall, it could have, anything could have turned this around. It was just, you just couldn't buy a bucket. What is it about the defense that this team has flourished in? You can't really complain about that effort tonight.
No, I mean, like I said, they leave it on the floor every single night at practice and in games. And tonight we were a little, I wasn't subbing that much, and I was relying on 6-7 kids, and I maybe shouldn't have pressed the whole time. I think maybe we got tired in that second half. But I felt like we were behind and things weren't going well, and we needed to try to get some steals to generate offense. And that's typically where our offense comes from is our defense. You know, we get a steal or a kick out on a rebound, and we're going. And we were not able to get those things going tonight.
Well, we'll talk soon and do our recap at a different time. But, Coach, congratulations on a great season. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you for the coverage.
Mark Jepson, head coach for Riverside Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM, KS95.